Hi, this is Zameless, the White Tigress, and I'm glad to be back. I still have had no sleep, but that's irrelevant at this point. But the reason I am podcasting again so soon is I'm doing a podcast in response to drugs for ADHD are not the answer. I find it a really curious thing that somebody would say something like that. I don't know if they have any experience with ADHD or ADD or any mental illness, but there are a few really important things that I want to say about it. About a year and a half ago, I was diagnosed with ADD, and I had gone my whole life and not had a clue, because I never read up anything about ADD or any of that till then. But I had been diagnosed as everything else but ADD. I had been diagnosed from just plain old depression to schizophrenic, and everything in between the two points I had been diagnosed as. And I was also pharmaceutically treated for all those illnesses in between there. And what the between the illness and the medications, what they did was they aggravated already present situation. And although I was able to function not at a normal level, but at a borderline tolerable level, I was able to raise my kids and do all that. In fact, I talked to my youngest child, and he's 23, he's almost 24, and he says to me, as difficult as it was at times, that he wouldn't change a thing because he wouldn't be who he is today if he had not gone through all the crazy stuff that we had to go through, like picking up and moving at a moment's notice. We're not talking, you know, we're moving in a month. I'm like, we're moving, you know, Sunday. So, I mean, it was stuff like that, and the inability to hold jobs and things like that. And the medications they were putting on me just, like, obviously wreaked havoc in my brain and in my system. So I'm going through life, and I don't have a clue, right? And I should have known, because, like, I just should have known. Anyway, so my kids moved, and their ex stepmother, she has ADHD. And so I had gone to the library to get a video on it, so I knew what I was dealing with, because she's like, she made me look like nothing, and she still does. But anyway, I was watching this video, and the more they're talking, the more I'm realizing that I've got this problem. I didn't have the hyperactive part of it. I just, except in my thinking pattern, right? I didn't have it like the bouncing off the wall stuff. And so I went to my doctor, and I said to him, I said, okay, pretend you don't know me, because he's been my doctor for 20 years. And I gave him the list of symptoms. I said, I really think this is the problem, and I think we should look at trying this medication and seeing if that's what it is. Because if I hadn't tried the medication, if I didn't have it, I would have had the reverse reaction of what I did. I would have sped up instead of slowing down. So I knew it would be obvious to me and to everybody else if that's indeed what was happening. So he went ahead and put me on the medication, and I'm talking like within days, we're a major transformation. And I was really scared, because a lot of the medications that I've been on in the past would work for like 6 weeks, and then they, you know, quit working. I'd go more mental, and they'd give me different medications. I mean, they were always switching me on medications. In fact, my pharmacist said I was a human experiment. So ended up happening was it worked, and it continued to work, and it continued to work, and it still is working. And the huge difference is kind of summed up what my younger son has said, a number of things like, wow, we can have a conversation now. We talk for like, this is crazy, we talk like for 3 hours, And before, we couldn't stand being around each other for 5 minutes because I was all over the place and I couldn't hold a thought at all. So, I mean, a lot of major transactions in my life have taken place since the diagnosis and since the medication. I'm 180 degrees different than what I was. Now, the reason I wanted to respond to this is because a lot of people are talking about the putting children on medications. So what I want to say is that, first of all, I'm not a professional, and I would never, I don't care what I read, I wouldn't just take a chance on my kid. I would seek professional advice. But in the same thing, I have to agree with different people online that say, you know, a lot of it is just energy. And we live in a society now where everybody's got to conform and behave and fit in this certain little box where they got to sit still. One of the huge things that have changed over the period of time, even from 100 years ago to now, is that kids do not have property to play on. They're in small houses. They're not allowed to go out because who knows who's lurking around the corner. They're living in apartments, which are even smaller boxes. And you've got these kids with enough energy to probably kill a horse. And you stick them in this box and you want them to sit still and be quiet. I know that. I had my youngest child had enough energy for 6 kids. But I never medicated him. I bit my tongue and I thought, okay, he's going to grow through this. And I didn't have to come down on him hard. I just let him be who he was. But people today, parents today, the younger parents today, are not taught how to cope and deal with those things. So we really are trying to get these kids to sit still and stay in one place and behave. So and they did the same thing to me growing up. I had gotten a report card or something in first grade, and I remember my teacher had wrote in it, you know, Amy would be fine if she just sat still. But at home, I was, like, terrified to move, so probably school was the only place where I could do movement. Anyway, the point of this being is I won't say that I agree with all the kids having medication, okay? Because I don't really think it's necessary. But I do believe the illness is real. And that kids are not getting the proper tools to deal with their energy as they're growing up. And somebody's got to teach them or stop them. There was a story recently on one of the sites I visited. And I thought it was a really good story, and I'm going to share it with you. There's this lady, and she had a girl, a daughter, and the daughter wouldn't sit still in class. And her teacher sent a note home with her saying, telling her mom that she needs to take her daughter to go see a doctor because they think she had ADHD. So the mother thought, okay, well, I'm going to do this. And she goes and she takes the kid to the doctor. And she's sitting there telling the doctor what's going on. And her little girl's sitting there. And she's being good. And she's swinging her feet and stuff. And not being out of hand or anything. And the doctor says to the little girl, he says, I need to talk to your mom alone for a minute. You just wait here. And so the doctor and the mother leave the office, but on the way out of the office, the doctor turned on a recorder and had music on it, and they went outside the door, and he had one of those two-way mirror things, and they looked in to watch the little girl and what she did. Well, once they got out of the room, the little girl got up and she started to dance, and the doctor looked at her and the mother and said, your daughter doesn't have any problems. Your daughter's a dancer. And that's what pent up energy does. It's like, you know, all these things that we used to do. You don't see kids riding bikes anymore. You don't see them playing on the playground anymore. They can't with the way society is today. And it's a shame. It's a shame because we're actually punishing the children physically, emotionally, and spiritually by repressing their natural behaviors. So I think that's about all I have to say. I just wanted to put in my two cents there. And it, like one of the other fellows said, it's easier to say all this than type all this. My goodness, I would have 20 pages by now. So everybody have a good day, and I hope it's sunshining or at least halfway decent wherever you are. And this is Zame signing off.